Okay. Today's daf is Kuchap Aleph. Learn today Lazich and Ishwas Chai Moshe Ben Binyamin Svi. Okay. So we are on Kuchap Aleph. We're right by the top, by the Alal. The Mishnah had mentioned a few items that they themselves are not necessarily food, but if you combine them with food, then it'll be, you can create a shear for, it'll be sufficient for Tumas Ochlin. So the Mishnah had mentioned the Alal. And when we saw the Mishnah, Rashi said the Gemara Farish. Here the Gemara is going to explain. So my Alal. What is the Alal? So Gemara says, as a machlokas amarayim, what the definition of the word Alal is. Rav Yochanan Amar Martika, Reish Lakish Amar Basar Shepil Paltu Hasakin. So what's the Martika? Rav Yochanan says it's the Martika. Rashi says it's Gid Hasidra V'Hatsavar. It's some sort of ligament, some sort of sinew from the neck down to from the spine and the neck. It's rachav, it's wide, the lavan, it's white, and it's very hard. It's very hard. It's not food. It's just this piece of ligament. The kron also yibel. That's the martika. Reish Lakish says it's basar shepaltal to hasakin. What's basar shepaltal to hasakin? Rashi says kishemavshitin es abehema. Right. Sometimes when you skin the animal, pa'amim shasakin polit min a basar etzel haor velo chashav. Every now and then, the knife doesn't get all the complete separation. So there's a little bit of meat, of flesh that sticks to the skin, to the hide. It's not anything important. That's what it is. So these items, in themselves, they're not food enough, I guess, but they will combine to create with real food to create the shear. So Meisveis, now they're going to ask on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said it's Martika. Allah's the Martika. He quotes a pasuk in Iyov. Iyov says to his friends, V'ulam. However, atem tofle sheker, you guys are just full of lies. Rofe alil kulchem, you're telling me these things, and you give me something that cannot create any refuah. You cannot make me feel good, right? You cannot console me. So bishlamal. So it says. So you see that alal means something that doesn't allow for consoling. So bishlamalamanda ama martika. According to what it says martika, that alal means. That Allah means the martika haynu de la barafuhi. That's something that can't be right when the gid separates from the neck. There's no way to put it back together, right? You can't put that back together. Elamanda amar basar shil paltasu sakin. But according to one who says that it's flesh that comes off with the knife, barafuhi. It is barafuah. Rashi says because every now and then the flesh falls off, we can stick it back on, and sometimes it'll regenerate, I guess. Sometimes if you pull out some flesh from the live animal, you tie it back to its place, and it'll get together, I don't know, maybe some, you burn some skin, it comes back on, it can grow again. So that's how, so the Gemara says, okay, so that's the question. So Allah seems to be, something, so here, since Basha Shabbatul is something that can regenerate, that has refuah, how can it fit the translation of Alal in Iyov? So the Gemara answers, no, you're right, no problem. Balal the Kurad Kuliyama lo pliki. Ki pliki balal the Masnees. Right, the definition of Alal in Tanakh could be different than the definition of Alal in, you know, Mishnaic or Talmudic language. So in biblical Hebrew, Alal means something that does not have refuah, but possibly in Mishnaic language it does. It means something that it can include something that can regenerate. So Tashma, we're going to another question from Reish Lakish. This is from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ha'alal, right, ha'alal of an, I guess, right, the alal, ha'mechunas im, ha'mechunas, it's all combined in one spot. Im yesh kezayis b'makom echad, if there is a kezayis in one spot, chayav nolav, then you're going to be chayav for it. Rashi says you're chayav for nevela. Rashi says chayav nolav, mishum nevela, ben she'ochlo, ben she'nogoye, bov nechlas b'lei mikdosh. If it gets the status of nevela, if the alal is all combined in one spot, the amar of huna v'husha kinso. Not that it happens to be that you have to combine it in one spot, because since it's technically not food, by you combining it into one spot, you have the machshava and you create it into a food. Right? Rashi says the achshave the galidaite de lo batle meikara. Right? Aval. So you have the mindset. Aval mitchanes me'elav. If it just combines by itself. Then there's no problem, and it's not nevela. So bishlam alamandam or bashar shopalato misakein hayno dechik kazayis mechayav. So according to one who says that alal means there's meat that's flesh that's left over on the side of the back side of the hide, I understand then. So it's actually it's some sort of meat. If you combine it together with the kazayis, it can become considered an avela. Alamanda amam martika, but according to you, Reish Lakish, who says it's according to you, I guess Rav Yochanan, right? Right, according to you, Rav Yochanan, Kashan Rav Yochanan, you say it's a martika, ki ka gazayis my havi, eitz mamahu. Who cares if it's a gazayis? Who cares if it's two gazayisim? Who cares if it's 100 gazayisim? It doesn't matter, it's not food. It's a piece of sinew, it's a not wood. It's non-edible item. So what is combining, what is gathering it into gazayis? How does that create nevela? So the Gemara says, okay.
As far as
anything, how can it be nevela? Nevela has to be meat. It's not a meat, it's a piece of ligament. And achila, so machlokas Rashi Tosos, but yeah. So aliba the Rabbi Yehuda lo pligi. Regarding Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbi Yehuda mentions, so his definition of the definition of alal, according to Rabbi Yehuda, no doubt has to be this little pieces of meat. Ki pligi aliba the Rabbanan. The machlokas in Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is what the definition of the alal is according to the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan amar martika nami. Right, Rav Yochanan says that a martika is also called the alal, and it's mitzdarif. Reish Lakish, no, Rabbanan has the same definition of Yehuda. Then martika is dafka basa shapaltosu hasakin. Aval martika, but if it's this ligament, it's eitz balma lo mitzdarif. That will not combine. So the Gemara asks, okay, ha basar ship. And the answer the Gemara is going to give now, I'm telling you right away now, Yossi, I'm not going to accept any of your questions because I probably have them as well. Ha basar shapal Tosu sakin. This idea that the buster, how does he find part two? Skip?
Excised by the flame
knife. Okay. Ha basar shepil tatsu sakin hechidami. What's the case? And what's going on? You have this leftover little pieces of meat on the other side. How's that? What's the case? So if he had machshava that he wants to eat this food, so he's machshavit, and therefore filu ba'ad pei nafshe mitame. Then it has ochel in and of itself. And even it doesn't need to combine with something else. It itself is food. If something it can be, has the same characteristics of Tumas Ochlin, it can convey Tumas Ochlin. And if he didn't think about it to eat it, but Tule Batle, it's completely butta because it's on the hide. It's not taking. He doesn't want it at all. And therefore, how can it have the status of Ochel? Right, Rashi says, Ida Chashivale Afilu Baser Hachi, but Anpe Navshe. It's like the last Rashi in the short lines. But Ape Nafshi by itself, Nami Litma Tumas Ochlin. It should also make it become Tumas Ochlin, the Kaim along, because we know the Machshava Shave Ochla Komidi the Metzimichle. Machshava can create Ochlin so long as that you're having Machshava about to something that is, you know, edible. The Alpha Gavlo Orche, even though that's not the usual way, the usual thing. Aval, if you go. No, that's it. Okay, that's the Rashi. Fine. So the Gemara gives two answers. Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Miyasha. Chad Amar Miksaso Chishev Elav, Chad Amar Miksaso Paltosu Chaya, Miksaso Paltohu Sakin. So what's the first one? The first one is Miksaso Chashev Elav. He only thought about part of it. But we don't know which part of it he thought about. So we'll get Rashi in the first word line. Miksaso Chishev Elav, Velo Pirish Ezek Tzas. He doesn't know, or he doesn't, we don't know which small portion he thought of that it should be Ochel. Hilkach, therefore, kibetza mine lo mekabel tuma. The betza of it itself cannot be mekabel tuma because not all of it was ochel yet. Kibetza mine lo mekabel tuma. The ha lo chashiv akula. Aval ki mitzdarif. In other words, when it can combine b'hadi shar ochlin, it can combine with other ochlin. It's going to be mitzdarif. Hahuk tzas makshava the ispe lashlume shiur. It's like this little in between thing. Since I have makshava only part of it, so that doesn't create a baits of food to allow all this to become Mikabel Tumas Ochlin, but since I had Mekshavah on part of it, so I raised it a little bit, now it's no longer considered nothing, and it can combine with other food. That's the first answer. Okay, that's fine. V'chad Amar, Miksaso Paltosu Chaya, some of it was left over, was hanging out because it was bitten by an animal, U'miksaso Paltosu Sakin, some of it is because of the knife. So Rashi says here, Paltosu Chaya, third white line, Nachsha Kelev, it was bitten by a dog, Vidildel min abasar let sada or, and I guess that some of the flesh was ripped open, so there's still some flesh that's I guess exposed. V'acharkach, and after that shachta, you shechted it. The hiflit gam hasakin od, and the knife left over a little more. The enya dua ezeman paltachaya, the ezesakin. You don't know which one was from the animal and which one's from the knife. Vahu de paltosuchaya lo batio mistama, vahu de sakin batlimidas. I don't know, the one that's cut open by the animal, there's no, you didn't have makshav on. Right, v'kulo and who the second butler? Nice, I don't know. V'kulo of chashiv alei, and you never had machshava. So hilchach ki have b'hadod yishar ochel mitzdarif ahu ktsas dechayev b'adayu till tumas nevelu lo, because the one that where the part that's written off by the chayev doesn't have the status of a nevela at all yet, because it's when it was alive. So that stuff can combine with other food, but the whole thing itself cannot be considered food because part of it was from the knife. You just don't know which one. It's sort of the same answer, just giving a different metzias of how you got there. I don't know, I'm not sure. It's not awesome. We learned in the Mishnah, right? It's the second Mishnah in Taharos. This is by the nevela of an Of Tahor. Right? So a kosher bird that died without shechita. Nevela is called, so hachartum, which I think it means the beak. Yeah, the chartum, the hatzipornayim, and it's fingernails, it's claws, mitamim. So now we're talking back to the word of Yad or Shomer. So it's mitamin, meaning it can bring in the tuma. Mitamin, it can bring out tuma. Mitzdarfin, and it can combine. Well, combining is a problem because combining is only if it was only thin for a Shomer, not a Yad. Okay, so that's what it is. So the Gemara says, how is it possible that the Chartom, it's not Roy L'Achila at all. It's a beak. It's not Roy L'Achila. Right? How can that be considered something that can convey tuma or even mitzayir with something else? It's not food stuff. Chartom, it's ba'almahu. So I'm Rav Elazar, the chartom had
all concept.
Right. So that's why I think it's, and it has to, it combines. It's food. It can combine.
How by itself?
So by itself, apparently not.
Right, so mitamim
is Rashi says it brings it in midin yad.
Right, so what's the question now? Is on all three of those?
So right now it says chartom it's bamahu. Mor says chartom. How could the chartom be something? It's the only two things there. We just have chartom and siparnayim. The Mor is asking, how can chartom do any of this stuff? It's not food, right? Chartom, even things that we said were it had to have some connection. So Mor says amr lezav chartom tachtom. It's the lower portion of the beak. Tachtonami eats ba'almahu. That portion apparently is also just, you know, considered non-food item. It's not royal achila. So amarapapa, tachton shel elyon. So it's like the inner part, the lower part of the upper part of the beak, which apparently has a small little, Rashi has a small little piece, maybe it's close to the palate, I don't know, and therefore it's royal achila. You don't eat it individually, but along with other things you would eat it, so therefore it has this quasi-food status, and therefore it can be mitame, mitame, and mitzarif. The Gemara is a sipernayim. Same thing with the claws. The claws aren't food items. Amar Lazar b'makom hamuvla'im b'basar. It's, I guess, where the claws claws actually go inside the flesh, the lower part of the claws, where it's connected to the flesh. Maybe that area has some flesh on it. Again, it's not something that you'd eat by itself, but it is edible, and therefore it can combine with real food to create the tumor. Okay, that's the tzipur. Then the Gemara says, what the Mishnah also, the Mishnah says, the karnayim, which are the horns. There's also something that's edible. So Gemara, they're not edible. So Gemara says again, Amar Papa, b'makom shecholklim v'yotzim endam. It's at the very low part, or the upper part, where you could cut them off from the animal, and that area has a little, I guess, fleshy part, maybe has something that can be, that's not, again, not necessarily edible by itself, but combined, it has some sort of status of food. It's quasi-status. Okay. The Mishnah then said, Kayotzebo, Hashochet Behema. So he said the same thing we found about Tumas. We find something, you have Tumas Ochlin, but it's not considered a Vela. And that was the case of Hashochet Behema Temeya with Tzorich Ovikochavim, where a Jew shechted a non-kosher animal for a guy. So you're killing the animal in a way that makes it kosher for the Jew, but not necessarily for the guy, because to remember, and the Gemara is going to be focusing on this small little window of opportunity between shechita and death, meaning that you shech the animal and it's still mefarcheses, you know, it's still flopping around, right? Which is just really not life; it's just the electric, right, spasm, basically. Okay, but so at that point in time, it's technically kosher for a Jew, but not for a guy. because by Goy, the kashrus of the animal to avoid Eiver Min Chai is upon actual death, and for the Jew, it's by Shlita. So you have this little anomaly, and we're going to be discussing that. So Amar Rav Asi, Rav Asi says, Shonin. So Shonin can mean one of two things. Machlokas. Shonin means there's a machlokas, or Shonin means it's taught. So since I didn't see a machlokas here, I'm going to go with that it was taught, which is not the way Rashi says it. So that you have to point it out, because usually we hold like Rashi here. Fine. So Shonin, we're taught. Yisrael b'temeya, if a Yisrael shechs a non-kosher animal, the ove kochavim b'tahora, or a goy, whose shechita is not kosher, shechs a kosher animal, and the animal is still spasming, right? Mifarkesis. Tzrichin machshava, you need machshava at that point in time in order to say that it is ochel, in order for it to be something that can be mitama ochel, can we have tumas ochel. The Rashi, so it's a long Rashi, but we'll see as best we can. One, two, three, four. The Shochet. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Like 9, 10 lines from the top of the wide lines. Hashochet behemot tmei. So the sort of the end of the line. Hashochet behemot tmei la ovei kochavim. Our priestess lay. There was a long Rashi that we saw. That was there. I don't know if we saw it or not. What? Right on Dav Kuf Yud Zayin. You really? How long are the notes? One of those whole pages? Wow. So I clearly don't understand it. Okay. All right. Okay, it's very imposing, because I went through it quickly. Okay, so HaPrishas La, we explained it earlier, the Kevan de Chavasei b'shchitas Yisrael b'tahora, since shchita by a kosher animal for a Jew makes it mashvilei uchla ba'odam ifarcheses, it makes it kosher for a Jew, even if it's spasming. The Midah Rabbanim, we don't let you, you have to wait till it stops, right? But we'll see later on. But really, Midah Raisa, once you do shchita, it's good to go. So, Kevan de Chavasei b'shchit Yisrael b'tahara mashle ochla ba'odim v'cheses ul Yisrael shari da habishchita tal yelu milsa, and therefore for a Jew will be mutter because the kashrus of the animals depended on shchita for a Jew. Hashtanami, so to now, ho v'Yisrael shachta shchita al malia. So the Jew shechted it for the guy, it's still considered good shchita. Ve'alfagad hit heim alo shaycha shchita, even though by a non-kosher animal there's no concept of shchita. Ul ove kachavim lo mishtare ad shetamus. But a guy, the animal's not kosher to eat until it dies. The Eiver Nechai Ulegabe. For him, it's considered Eiver Nechai. Afilo Hachi Mahanya Machshavas to Yisrael. Nevertheless, the Machshava for the Jew who's shetting it to say that this is he's going to feed it to a guy. La'achil Ovi Kachavim, Lashri Uchla B'Odim Ferchesis. It's still considered Ochel before it stops spasming. It still has a status of Ochel even when it's spasming, even though there's the only person who can eat this technically would be a guy. And for a guy, it shouldn't be considered Ochel until it dies. Right, the kosher cane, and so more so, tahora by a kosher animal, sh'ochel heter gamrohu ba'odim v'farcheses. And for a kosher animal also, if it's still kosher cane, if it's still spasming, it's still going to be ochel for the guy if the Jew shechs it. So then the Gemara says, ahav darmina asol ochel b'nheim, the Gemara says, how can you not let it eat from an animal before it completely dies, and quote, stops, that's the Rabbanan. And he says, v'chein ovi kochavim b'tahora, same idea. When he shechs it, if he has makshava for the Jew, even though technically the Jew can't eat it, it's not going to be metama ochlin, because we're going to give it the status of we're going to, it will be metama ochlin at the point of shchita, because in the world, that's when the animal leaves life and goes into death, and it's considered food. Okay. That's what it says, Rashi, Yisrael, b'tehem, temeya, v'ovi kachavim t'horah, Tzricha machshava. If you had machshava to feed it to the other person, it gets the status of ochlin. Even though technically you might not be able to be eaten, it gets the status of ochlin. And v'hechsher mayim imokom acher. But in order to be makabel tuma, it needs hechsher of mayim, meaning the blood that comes out from it is not enough to create the susceptibility to tuma. It has to have water from something else. Rashi says hechsher imokom acher, hechsher mayim the dam shkita delay lo machshava. Its own blood doesn't machsher it. The low ikri machsher el dam chalalim. It's only dam chalalim is what's called blood. I guess that's if you sever their head. And dam shchita, the only thing that the dam of the shchita usually is machsher the blood, but that's only dam of a kosher shchita. Here it's not kosher shchita. So again, it has this quasi status where we're going to view it as a good shchita to make plus machshava to make it ochlin, but we're not giving it as a good shchita to say that the dam can be machsher it. So it has to be hukshar from somewhere else. So Gemara then asks, wait a second, Hechsher Lomeli, Why do I need Hechsher? The concept is, Sofu L'tamet Tuma Chamura. In 5 seconds, when this thing stops spasming, it's going to be a Nevela, which is a Tuma Chamura. Right? Nevela is much more Chamura. We mentioned it a few times. Nevela is Tame from itself. It doesn't have to accept Tuma. It can be Tame and Kalim. It's a Tuma Chamura. And the concept is, Kol Shesofu L'tamet Tuma Chamura. I think we've actually seen this before. Anything that in the end is going to have this high, stringent level of status of tumah, lo boi hechsher, does not require hechsher in order for it to be transferred tumah. So, and for the, like we're going to say for the 15 seconds that it's spasming, shouldn't require a hechsher tumah, because in 15 seconds, in order to be tumas ochlin, because in the 15 seconds it's going to be tumas nevela. So that chashivas itself is enough to create the tumah status. So why does the Gemara say that I need water to fall on it to make it so it can be hukshar lekabel tumah? We did tumas ochlin. I'll keep expanding the time. If in 30 seconds from now it's going to be nevela.
What's the case that while it's convulsing, you touch it?
Why are you convulsing? You spill it on water on it, and then it touches another food item. Okay. So Gemara says, we learned this din from the Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel. The pasuk says, "V'chi yutan mayim al zera." This is talking about hechsher l'kabel tumah. It's when the water goes onto the zera. So the hekesh is to zrayim. Ma zrayim ain't soful tamat tumah chamura. When it comes to seeds, the zrayim, they'll never get this tumah chamura. They only can get tumah if something else touches them. And the tzrichim hechsher, they need, and therefore they require this water to fall on it, or the other six liquids besides water to fall on it, in order to be mukshal kabel tumah. Af kol she ain't sofa l'tamer tumah chamura sarich hechsher. So too, the only things that require hechsher is something that's never going to get the status of tumah chamura. But these things are going to get the status of tumah chamura. Vitanya, and we have another bright. So Amar Rabbi Yosi, v'bnei ma amru nivlas of tor tzricha machshava ve'en tzricha hechsher. Why is the nevela of a kosher bird, you need, in order to be makabel tumah from the sheretz, you need machshava to eat it, therefore to make it to status of an ochel, but the ain't tzricha hechsher, but doesn't require any of the liquids to fall in it. The ain't tzricha hechsher, the Bryce says, v'bnei shesofu tamat tumah chamura, because in the end, it's going to get this high level status of tumah. So if you're going to eventually get this high level status of tumah, you don't need hechsher. Why does this animal, that was, let's say, this non-kosher animal that was shechted by a Jew for a goy, or a kosher animal that was shechted by a goy for a Jew, why in that period of time where it's mifarcheses does it need hechsher to be makabel tumah ochlin if in the few moments from now it's going to be nevela and have tumah chamura? So the Amar Chizkiyahu gives an answer, which is wild. He says, Hoyo uyachol ligorera ulahamida al pachos migazayis. I guess theoretically, you can take this thing and put it through the wood chipper and chop it up into small pieces, less than a kazayas, before it becomes a nevela. Therefore, it's not guaranteed that it's so full to get tumah chamura. Since there is this theoretical possibility that it will not become a nevela, so therefore, in order to get to the status of tumas ochlin, it needs hechsher.
Possible. You're going to chop it up and
you're putting it into this massive grinder.
Right.
That's it. While it's convulsing.
That you can even think that it's not going to be dead.
I'm not concerned about being dead. It's dead when you shecht it. It's dead when you shecht it.
So what are we talking about here?
It takes, even if you...
Whatever amount of time it needs to take, that's the amount of time it took.
Yeah, but wait. Let's say 30 seconds. It would take more than 30 seconds.
If it takes 30 seconds, the Gemara's case is that it takes 30 seconds. So it takes, that's whatever amount of time is needed to take, that's the amount of time it took. That's the case.
It's not inevitable.
That's the case. It's not guaranteed. It's not inevitable. There is a theoretical possibility. We're not talking about it becoming dead. We're talking about conveying tumor. Before it stops convulsing,
it doesn't convey tumor.
It only conveys tumor's ochlim, not nevela.
Right.
Once it stops convulsing, it contains nevela. So the Gemara asks, so if it's going to contain nevela, why do you need hechsher? Because it's so full kabel tumah chamura. The Gemara had some wacko case whereby it's theoretically possible that it won't get to tumah chamura because you're going to chop it up, you're going to chop it up Fargo style, and it's not going to. And so you knew I was going there. So maybe I saw that. Okay, all right. So, but that took a long time. So I'm only Rav Yirmiyahu Rav Zeira. So that Gemara says, okay, that's Rav Yirmiyahu. That's That's Chizkiyah. Chizkiyah says that. I got to chop it up. Okay. So I'm the Rav Yirmiyah Rav Zeira. Umi Amar Chizkiyah Hachi. Did Chizkiyah really say this? According to Chizkiyah, right, what Chizkiyah is saying now is that in order, when does it get the status of Nevela? Is when it stops convulsing. Therefore, in that in-between status, it doesn't have the Tumah Nevela. And therefore, I can stop the Tumah Nevela by chopping it up into pieces. Because it only gets the status of Nevela when it stops convulsing. So he says, what about the Baha'i Itmar? We learned in the Beis Medrash. Shachat ba shnayim o rov shnayim. So I think the case is that you have a non-kosher animal that you shechted it, either shnayim or rov shnayim. Vadayin hi mifarcheses. And it's still convulsing. Chizkiyah Amar, Eina le'evarim. Chizkiyah says, since it's still convulsing, it's still convulsing, nevertheless, the Ben Noach can still eat it. It's not considered Evar Minachai. Rav Yochan Amar, Yesh le'evarim. But the Rav Yochan says, still at that point, while it's convulsing, it's still considered alive enough that the guy can't eat an Evar Minachai. So right away, you see that Chizkiyah holds that once you're chefted, it's dead. Therefore, it's not Evar Minachai. So it should get Nevela right at that point. You don't have that opportunity during the spasm period. Chizkiyah Amar Eina Leivarim, why? Mesahi. Rav Yochanan Amar Yeshan Leivarim, Lav Mesahi. It's not considered completely halachically dead. So Chizkiyah says it's completely dead at the Shechita, therefore it's Nevela at the Shechita. So how does Chizkiyah say you have this opportunity to create that it's not Nevela? So I thought the simple answer was, okay, Chizkiyah says according to him, no, but according to these people, the other Shechita, he'll give the answer. We see it all the time. Gemara says, no. Gemara says, Amar Lei. So Amar Lei, it says that the answer to the question is, it has this quasi-status. Amar Lei, Yotza Miklal Chaya, Lichlal Mesel Obasa. It's no longer alive, but it's not dead. It's only, have fun storming the castle. It's only partially, right? It's only half dead. So that's the thing. He's not fully dead.
It's pseudo dead. Exactly.
But in order to be considered dead for different halachic status, different things have to happen. So legabe achila ivar minachai for the goy, it's considered dead. But legabe, it's considered not alive. The goy is just not allowed to eat ivar minachai. So if it's not alive, this is not alive, it can eat it. But it doesn't go into the status of being dead, and therefore it doesn't have tumah nevela, because tumah nevela is dependent upon being dead, not being alive.
Is what is Shechita accomplished by Behemoth Tmei? Anything?
So that's what we said, that Tmei Tmei, it's going to create, if you have the Machshava, because it accomplishes something by a Behemoth Tahorah, and you have Machshava for a non-kosher person, for a guy to eat it, it's going to make it Oakland for that time period. It'll make it into Oakland.
Once it's dead, then...
Then it becomes a Nevela. It becomes a... It's a Nevela for us. Yeah, it becomes a Nevela. The Tumah V'Tahara only has an impact on people who are Rukuyav on Tumah V'Tahara. We'll see. Maybe we'll talk about that. Gufa. We learn it will... Right. Well, because hitting on the head doesn't create a Shechita status. So doesn't enter the world of Ochlin at all for a Jew. So it's going to go right away into Nevela.
Yeah, but there's never
Ochlin to Tmei. But for that time period, it's going to have a status of Ochlin for the Smith-Farkasas period because of the Shechita. No, for us.
Right,
because it could be Ochlin for the Jew during that time period, it becomes Ochlin the Gabi Tumah for us. Just for the status of Tumah's Ochlin.
The camel is his Behemoth
Tmei. Yeah. But you did Shechita. That was Rashi's point. Okay, so Amar Gufa. So now we're going to go. This Machlokes in Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan. Shachar Boshnayim or Rosh Shnayim. You shechted a non-kosher animal. Vadayin Himi Farcheses. And it's still convulsing. Chizkiyah Amar Einu Lavarim. Chizkiyah says the Ben Noach can eat it. It's not Eivir Minachai anymore. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yishin Lavarim. He says it is Eivir Minachai. I guess until it stops spasming. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, Nikot Lahad Rabbi Yochanan B'Yadach. You should grab on to... You grab onto what Rav Yochanan says, because Halach is like him, that it would be usher for the Ben Noach. The Tani Rav Oshia Kavasei, because Rav Oshia had a brisa that supports Rav Yochanan. The Tani, Rav Oshia, because Rav Oshia learned the following brisa, which is a Tosefta in Ohalos. Right? Yisrael Sheshachat Behema Tmeya La'ovei Kachavim. A Jew shechs a non-kosher animal on behalf of the Goy. Shechat Boshnayim, if he shechted both Simonim, O Roshnayim, which is also sufficient for a Shechita, O Roshnayim, and vimifarcheses, and the animals are still spasming, mitame tumas ochlim, it is still at that point in time going to be mitame tumas ochlim, because since a Jew shechted it, kehilchos shechita, and had machshava for it to be ochel for the goy, that shechita is enough to create ochel Tumas Oakland on that piece, on that animal. So in that, if in that time period water falls on it, and so your food item touches it, like shechting with a sandwich or something like that, and a sandwich falls on it, it becomes Tame Oakland. Avalo Tumas Nevelos. But it doesn't become a Nevela until it stops spasming, which is the point of Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says so long as it's still convulsing, it's not considered fully dead enough to be permissible for the non-Jew to eat it. Now the Brisa continues. Aver haporesh mimena. So now while it's convulsing, the aver comes off of it. That's aver minachai. That's the right. That's considered aver minachai because it's still convulsing, it's still considered alive. Ubasar haporesh mimena, and any flesh that falls what comes off of it while it's convulsing, that's kibasar haporesh minachai. That's kibasa that came off from a live animal. Asur livnei noach, and it's asur livnei noach, afula achar shatetzei nafsha. Even after the animal dies, that piece that came off while it was convulsing is still asur. Okay. Now the Gemara continues to bring the rest of Raisa. Shachet ba echad. So you have this non-kosher animal, and he only shechted one siman. So it's a non-kosher, if it was a kosher animal, it wouldn't be a good shtita. So shachet ba echad, or rov echad, it's not Tumas Ochlin because there's no comparable case where this type of shchita would have created food. So it's Eina Metama Tumas Ochlin. So therefore, this is your case. So therefore, it's not going to be Metama Tumas Ochlin. Same too as Nichara, because if you ripped it in half, Ein Bat Tumas Ochlin. Again, also it has no Tuma because it only gets the status of Ochlin in parentheses if the shchita was done in such a way whereby had it been a kosher animal, it would have been a good shechita. Now, va'ove kochavim sheshachet behema tahora liyisrael. So, if a non-Jew shechs a kosher animal on behalf of a Jew, again, which is not considered, right, way back 120 days ago, that's not considered a good shechita, right? Liyisrael mifar cheses, and now it is still convulsing. Mitama tumas ochlim. It's going to be mitama tumas ochlim, even though you can't eat it. But since theoretically a shechita would have made it kosher, and this was a shechita done to it. It has the status of Oakland for that convulsing period. Avalo tumas nevela, but it doesn't have tumas nevela at that moment. I guess until it stops convulsing. Aver poroshimenu, poroshimenachai, ubasar poroshimenu, poroshimenachai, and also neinoach afilu achar shteitzei nafsha. If anything falls out during that convulsing period, it's considered aver minachai. Goy cannot, you of course cannot eat it. It's not kosher. Shrita, the goy cannot eat it either. It's Eivim and Achai until it stops the convulsing. Shachat Baf, the goy shechted only echad o rov echad. Ein metama tumas ochlin. The goy doesn't do a proper shrita on it. Then it doesn't never gets the status of ochlin even for that short time period. And the chara, or if you ripped it apart, ein metama shaklum, again, it gets no tuma because it has to be a valid shrita. Okay. Shachat ove kocha. It's a nevela. It becomes a nevela eventually when it stops convulsing. It becomes a nevela again. It's just that time period where it gets the status of Oakland during the convulsing period. I think Rashi keeps saying, but odem ifarcheses, where it's still okay. Now, shachet ovi kachavim, but makom she'ein oso so treifa ubay yisrael gemara kshera. A guy starts the shchita in such a way where it wouldn't be considered a complete job. Meaning, he starts a little bit, it's not considered a trefia, and the Jew comes and finishes it, it's kosher shechita. Shachat Yisrael, the Jew starts, again, because as long as it's the Jew who completes the process, we're going to say it's okay. Right? Rashi says, b'makom she'ein osa trefa, kigon chatzi kane, like half of the windpipe, we learned way back when, that doesn't create the trefa yet. Now, Shachat Yisrael, if the Jew starts to shechita the process, Bein b'makom she'oso to treifa. Let's say he shechted rov kana. I mean, the animal's going to die anyway. Ubein b'makom she'ein oso to treifa. Or he only did half of the kana, so it's not a treifa yet. Uba ovek hakavim gomer shechita so, and the goy comes and completes the shechita, it's psula. It's done. Because he did the gemar, I guess if the goy does the gemar shechita, it's possible. If the Jew does the gemar shechita, it's kosher. If the goy does the gemar shechita, it is possible. Now, the Gemara says, Harotze sheyochel mi behema kodem shetetze nafsha. Somebody apparently wants to eat a piece of flesh, real fresh piece of meat. Right? The Gemara, the next paragraph, the Gemara says that there's a health benefit to it, apparently. So he wants to, it's a sort of Eiver Minachai, but not Eiver Minachai. So if you want to eat a piece of meat prior to the death of the animal, what do? Choseich kezayis basar mibeish kitasasa. So you cut off right away after you shechted it, you cut off a piece of meat from the makom of the shechita, right? Mocho yafa yafa. You have to really salt it well because you didn't have time for it to drain, but you green it right away, so it's a lot of blood there. Umadicho, and you wrote say yafa yafa. Umamtim la achatesi nafsha, and then wait a few moments till the animal actually, I guess, stops convulsing and is dead. Right? He's dead.
It wasn't dead.
Right, no, that's just dead. It was only partially dead. It was right. The ochlo, and then no, before that it wasn't alive. I mean, halacha made the two categories. The Gemara made two categories of it not being alive and it being dead. There's two stages in it, right?
But, I thought you can eat it while it's alive.
Yeah,
so,
but when do you go?
What do you mean eat it while it's alive?
When do you go to the grave?
Right. So that's going to be the rabbanon. Not to wait for it to die. Wait for it to stop convulsing is midin the rabbanon. Right. Rashi pointed out before, and Gemara is going to say the same thing.
In this case, when do you go from stage one to stage two?
When it stops spasming.
When it kills over and doesn't twitch.
Right. When the twitching's done. Right? Okay. Theoretically,
it's dead before that.
It's not alive before that. You're using that. You have to.
Nervous system still going.
Right. Okay. So what do you do? So again, harotzah shiocha behema kodem shteitz in nafsha chosei chazayis basar mi beis shkitaso mocha yafa yafa maticho yafa yafa umatim lachteitz in nafsha va'ochlo, and you eat it echer ovi kachovav echer yisrael mutim bo. Just both goy and a Jew are both mutter in that piece. Fine. At that point in time. Okay, so that's how you're getting the Ivrim and the Chai out of it and in a kosher way. And the Gemara says, "A Messiah who Rav Idi Bar Oven." This is a support to the words of Rav Idi Bar Oven. Dom Rav Idi Bar Oven, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashion, Harotzah Sheyavri. It's a health benefit. And you want to eat something that's healthy, a good piece, right? Then you do the same thing. Chosei Kazayis Basar Mibeis Hashchita, Mocho Yofa Yofa, Madicho Yofa Yofa, Umamtim La Achutesh Nafsha, Echer Ob Chovim Echer Shom Utarim Bo. So this is how you, this is a good way to get it. It's a health benefit to this piece of meat. You want it, but also it sort of tastes like an Eiver Menachai because you're cutting off this piece of meat before, only when the animal is not dead, only when the animal is not alive, but it hasn't really become dead yet.
Sounds like
you have to wait. You Mamtim.
Right.
It's his mountain.
Yeah,
here it is. Good question. So why is it good for a non-Jew? Because it was taken off before spasm. So maybe that is right. So according to...
It's not spasming anymore. So it's
I know, but according to... According to what we said before, it was a machlok. According to what we said before, that you shefted the animal, and it's mifar cheses, right? Then it's usher for the guy. Before, even after tape tenasha. That's a good question. Okay, maybe he holds at the other shita.
It sounds here like the Avon Menachai is a delicacy.
This piece of meat is a healthy piece of meat, according to this. Yeah, yeah. It sounds like it.
It's like the sushi.
It's very fresh. It's like yeah. Okay, boy, Rabbi Lazar, shahaba b'daras ba mahu. So what's going on here? We just said before that the guy does the shechita. So in order for the guy to do the shechita and for it to have the status of tumas ochlin, it has to be a kosher shechita. What if he does the shechita and does it in the pasul way? He doesn't rip it or chop his head. He doesn't rip it apart. He was shahaba. And he did the shechita, but he delayed. You know, remember the couple of psulim with halach moshe Sinai? He delayed. Or darispa, or he pressed down too much. Does that still considered a good enough shechita to create tumas ochlin? Or since it's not a good shechita, I'm not sure what the question is. It's not a good shechita, then it's not a good shechita. Right, so the Gemara says, Amalei husava hakem Rav Yochanan, shricha hechsher shechita, shechita, hechsher shechita, ki behemet Torah. It has to have a hechsher shechita, full-fledged shechita, like a behemet Torah. The Gemara says, what does hechsher lashon hechsher shechita mean? Hechsher shechita in my, what does it mean? Hechsher means like a preparation. What's hechsher shechita? Amar Shmuel bar Yitzhak, bedikasakin. Not only does it have to be a good shechita, you have to check the knife before, and you have to go a full-fledged, like David said, full-fledged all the way shechita. Shechita's a shechita. Okay. Next question. Let me just read the question first. Oh, we have time. Okay. Boy minei Rabbi Zeira mei Rav Sheshes. Rav Zeira asked Rav Sheshes, mahu shetatzil al habluyim shebetocho. Can this animal that is shechted and still convulsing, right, still twitching, can it save the kalim inside it? Right? An animal, a live animal, that has swallowed kalim, there's a ring, okay, that has swallowed kalim inside it, and it is in an OL where there's a mace. Right, so everything is supposed to become tamid tumas oel. The kalim inside the animal are not mikabel tuma, because we have this concept that the behema, I think we're doing this in the ayins. We have this, Ainam from the base. Okay. So he says, so the kalim that are inside the animal are protected from becoming kabel tumah. So now the Gemara is bringing the question, what happens if you did the shechita? Right, we said it's no longer alive, but it's not dead yet.
Right.
So in this in-between status, the animal is in the tent with the mace. Is that quasi-status of the animal, when it's twitching, is that still sufficient enough to protect the ring that's inside from getting tumor from the OL?
It wouldn't only protect it, if it's alive, it protects it?
Yes, it's dead. Correct. Correct. If it's alive, it protects it. So that's the question. Sorry? Okay. Can it protect the kalim that are blue that are swallowed up that are inside it? So Amr Lei, Rav Shesha says to Rabbi Zeira, Metametumus Ochlim, the Matzelis? What do you mean? This thing is already Metametumus Ochlim, right? In that in-between period of time, between when it shechted and it stopped twitching, we said it can be Mekabotumus Ochlim.
Right.
So it's Mekabotumus Ochlim, it's still going to protect something else? That can't be. So he says, Amr Lei, Ain't a Metametumus Devela Velotatzil? But it's not to Mekabotumus Devela, it's not going to protect? That's exactly the question. Those two sides of the question. The question is, what's this quasi-status? It is Mekabel Tumas of the Oakland. It's not Mekabel Tumas Nevela. It's in this in-between status. Does that in-between status protect the ring that's inside the animal? So Amar Abaye says, Eino Matzelis al Habluim Shebesocho. It's not going to protect. Why? The Hametamet Tumas Oakland. Because bottom line is, it's at least started the process of becoming dead. Right? It's no longer alive. It's starting this process. And therefore, once it's no longer alive, it's not going to protect the ring that's inside. And nevertheless, though, the harova chayev, the ha'ena metametumus nevela. But if you do an act of bestiality on it, while it's twitching, so we don't care. We're not caring about, the Gemara doesn't care about the actuality of it happening. It's trying to define the status.
Right.
Using these extreme cases, we're going to define the status. He says, harova chayev, the ha'ena metametumus nevela. Because in order to be chayev, in order to be chayev for revia, you have to have it's alive. So since it's still alive enough, since it's necrophilia with a bestiality, since it's alive enough to not be metametus nevela, it's considered alive enough to be chayev for rova. Okay, we'll stop here.
Yeah. All right.